Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
John, also known as Jeebens Feebens.
And I am Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXE Gaming on YouTube and Twitch.
And I'm your sort of funny host, Noah, or NoahDog54. Alright, it's only really been 5 minutes since anything's happened, but, you guys got any save talk saved or anything?
John, do you have any?
I had Alfredo. But he just
had Alfredo.
Ah, damn it, you know, I think you should win the episode after that one. He had Alfredo, I mean, come on.
Okay, plus 1 point for having Alfredo.
Alright.
You're welcome, John, I just gave you 3 points.
Also minus a point because he's bald.
Oh, man.
Well, never mind then. The bald tax returns in season 2, can you believe it?
I didn't call it the ball tax this time, that's at the end of the episode.
Wait, so I lose the point for being bald, and then I also have the bald tax? That seems a little unfair.
I mean, you made him lose too, so there's not much,
he deserved
much
it.
To say that
one. So it's even, you guys have a starting... you guys have an even... I'm making it so you guys have an even starting plane of 0 points each.
I unfortunately did not have Alfredo, but one thing I left out from the previous episodes, because again, just to reiterate, these past ones have been all pre-recorded. We've recorded this in April. You're listening to this at the end of June, maybe even July. Who knows? But either way, they've been pre-recorded, because if you didn't hear in the last episode, John announced that he'd be in boot camp. Well, he might even be after out of boot camp by the time you listen to this, but he was in boot camp. And obviously, you cannot record a podcast in boot camp. Like, sir, can I record the podcast, sir? It's like, that doesn't work.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
you have permission, private. But no, that obviously does not work. So we wanted to pre-record. That way, you guys still had episodes coming out. It just made the most sense. We spread them across different things. But either way, we pre-recorded it. So for me, currently, I am getting ready to sort of do a special thing for the channel. It's going to be, for people that know me, I have an ARG over on my channel, the season 10 of the ARG is approaching, and season 10 is going to be very, very interesting. And by the time you guys listen, this is probably already in the midst of season 10, but season 10 is very interesting, and it's going to depend on a lot of the viewers. So if you want to take part, if you want to be a part of YouTube history, then head on over to the channel, and pay attention to the special videos, because special videos will have clues in them that will require the viewers to do something special in them. And if you accomplish that, or if you don't accomplish it, your choices depend, or the story depends on your choices. So if you love choice-based things, then head on over there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. Very cool. And John, I guess you have nothing, so you're just boring as fuck.
Right.
Yeah, Alfredo.
How can you forget the Alfredo, man?
John's kind of forgettable. Just kidding.
Damn, son.
Alright, Ethan, you got any headlines for us?
You know, besides the world being on fire, you know, not too much to say here, I suppose. Although, by the time you guys are listening to this, it's not really a headline. But YouTube is implementing a very interesting feature that I never thought they would implement. It's currently in beta, so you might actually see it for us in current time. You might see it right now, but it's not Sansonia. They're in the testing phase. By the time this comes out, YouTube might have an entire game catalog. Can you believe it? So YouTube is currently testing what they're calling YouTube games. I forgot what they're actually calling it. The names are progress anyway, so what I'm saying might be a bunch of baloney anyway. But essentially they're having like games. I noticed that there's like the dumb tower one you see all the time on mobile ads or mobile game ads. And there's a couple other ones, that were on there as well, but they're testing the games. I don't know exactly what they're for besides just to play them. I don't know if you have to download the game or if you can play them right on the YouTube app. I don't know. Like I said, for us right now, this is pure in testing. I've seen it, but I haven't used them yet. Or anything, because like I said, there's some testing, and if they like it, they're going to put it on YouTube. If they don't, then they're not going to. So by the time you listen to this, if it's on YouTube, that means people liked it and they kept it. If not, then people were like, this is stupid, why are you having games on a like a I don't know what, like a service provider. Well, I don't know what you really call YouTube at this point anymore, but yeah, it's very strange. I think it's, you know, I don't have a specific problem with it, because I do know that you can place ads on the said games. So if you're a YouTube creator, you can place, you can pay to play, to put ads on the said games. So kind of like mobile games, you'll after you complete a level, you'll get an ad of someone's video or something like that. I think that's a decent idea. But I personally won't be using the feature. I don't see, I barely have time to watch YouTube anyway, so I don't see why I would play a random game on YouTube. But hey, you know, it's right. The YouTube is also for 13 plus. So if your kid's like 14, they need to play Subway Surfers while listening to their favorite YouTuber, then great. You know, that's them. But I personally won't be using it. I find it a little interesting that they're choosing to do that. I'm assuming it's the new CEO that made the decision, because Susan obviously stepped down a while back. But it's interesting. But by the time this video, by the time this podcast comes out, it might already be implemented. So,
yeah, that is very interesting. I think YouTube would actually be like the second platform that has have that as a feature, because Netflix actually has that too.
That is, yeah, that's a little strange.
Yeah, it seems like YouTube's starting to rip off Netflix.
I wouldn't call that being ripped off, because like that's not exactly an original idea.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. All right, you got anyone for what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got anything for a creator showcase?
yeah, probably if I can find it again.
Okay.
But if as far as I'm aware, this creator, yes, they do Kaizo Mario. And Kaizo Mario is fascinating to watch because, it's Kaizo Mario / modded Mario. It's hard to explain. But essentially, he does these ridiculous trick shots. And I look at these and I'm like, I could never do that in a million years, no matter how far I practice. It just never would happen. Like, he does, like, all these insane jumps. It's usually Mario World that he's, that's Kaizo. Because Mario World is, like, a very, very typical, like, Kaizo accessibility level, because Mario World, for those that don't know, you can shoot things up in the air, because you can look up and shoot it in the air or whatever. You can ride on Bullet Bill sometimes. So yeah, there's just a lot of things you can do with Mario World where you can't do that in other games. Yoshi also works a lot different in other games. So yeah, it's just very interesting. But his name is I'm not even gonna try and pronounce it, but it's R-Y-U-S. So it's Ryu and then shorts. So I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, because I know that's probably not an English name. But yeah, he does these crazy, like, Kaizo Mario stuff. And I look at, like I said, I look at them and I'm like, yep, nope, I wouldn't even bother. So if you're interested in watching a professional play Kaizo Mario, he's great. He's also funny, because when he fails, he makes the funniest remarks ever. Like one time he said, what was it? I listened to it and I'm like, oh, that's hilarious, but I forget exactly what it's now. He's like, oh yeah, it was something about sniffing Yoshi's butt. And I forgot exactly what it was, but it's just like the most absurd. He says something super absurd if he loses. And it's really funny. So yeah, go check him out. Like I said, it's Ryu Shorts. So R-Y-U and then the word shorts. I'm assuming it's a main channel based on the fact that his shorts is after the... the full name is Shorts and Longs. So weird style name. But yeah, he makes Mario Maker videos. He streams, I believe, from what I'm looking at. So yeah, a lot of cool stuff for him over there. He has 110,000 subscribers, which is, you know, a decent amount, but he's definitely one of the smaller ones I've promoted. So go give him some love if you like, especially if you like Mario content. If you like Mario content, he's definitely good for you. If you hate Mario with a passion, then how dare you?
Yeah. And points off to everyone who hates Mario.
Well, none of us hate Mario, so no one loses points.
That is true.
Okay, plus a point to John and Ethan.
Well, he's taking points from, like, the viewers, because the viewers, right. Some viewers might hate Mario, yeah. So
come on,
he's
viewers. Taking points from them. Give him a point, Sexa.
You could have won, man. What are you doing over there?
Yeah. All right. With that, I believe we can segue into the episode.
Sure. All right.
So, this time around, we're doing something a bit unique and something I think you guys will quite enjoy. We are doing Build a Story. So, essentially, I'm going to give the start of a story, and these two are going to try and make it fit. It's basically like a fun little improv kind of thing.
Yeah, essentially that's what it is at the end of the day. It's improv, so Noah's going to give us the beginning of the story. I'm going to give us the middle. And like whoever he chooses to go next, they will give the middle, and then someone will give the end, and then we'll make a new story after that. So that's kind of how it's rolling.
Yep. All right, so you boys ready?
Sure am.
I guess.
Okay, that works. All right, so we're gonna start off with something classic. Once upon a time, there was, I don't know, an ugly-ass prince. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Okay. Is that the entire beginning?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Who do you want to go with?
Who's doing the middle?
All right. John, you're doing the beginning. Ethan, you do the middle.
I'm assuming you mean John's doing the middle, I'm doing the end, because you've already done the beginning.
All right.
Okay, John, you do the middle, Ethan, you do the end.
Well, this ugly-ass prince decided, man, I am ugly, so I gotta fix my ugliness. And so he goes to the store to fix his ugliness.
All right, that's the middle?
That's
okay.
The middle, yeah.
So he goes to the store to fix his ugliness, and then sees all these different mirrors around, and he really gets stunned by how ugly he actually is. And he goes up to the clerk sitting there, he's like, I want to fix my ugliness. I know it's a disease, but I got to fix it. And the clerk's like, sorry, bro, you're a lost cause. Get the hell out of my store. And then the clerk pulls a shotgun on him and shoots him in the face.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And happily ever after.
Not only did he shoot a customer just for being ugly, he shot the prince.
Yeah, sure did.
Jesus, this is gonna be fun.
Oh, this is gonna be great. I can already tell.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you guys a better beginning this time.
Yeah, I'll go there for more like longer style stories, so that way we're not doing like 50 million stories.
Yeah, and this time around it's switched. So Ethan, you're doing the middle. John, you're doing the end.
Cool.
Okay. Cool.
Alright, so this time we're gonna go with. Alright. Once upon a time, let's go with a beautiful princess walks into a village. Let's go from there.
Sounds like a joke setup, but okay, yeah. Okay, so I'm doing the middle, right?
Oh, I got some joke setups, don't worry.
Okay, so the beginning is a beautiful princess walks into a village, right?
Yep.
Okay, so because this princess was so beautiful, as she walked through the village, she just instantly killed every man she walked by because they're just so stunned by her beauty that they just collapse and die on the floor. And so she's sent to jail for killing it for the time.
Okay, John, you gotta go with the
end. All right. But as they are locking her up for killing all the people, she kills all of the guards by her beauty and just walks right out of there and leaves town.
That's great.
This is going to be hard to score.
This is going to be great. Also, this is just to let you know, if you want one of us to do the beginning, you can do that too, just to keep it fresh.
Okay. I'm going to do a couple more beginnings, so then I'll let you two give it a chance.
All right, cool. Because whatever you don't do, you have to do. So if you make one of us do the beginning, you'd have to do either the middle or the end.
Mm.
Okay. All right, so switched again. So Ethan, you're doing the ends. John, you're doing the middle.
All right.
So a squire named John the Bald walks into a tavern.
Yes.
I have a feeling this is gonna be fun.
Is that
the beginning? John the Bald walks into a tavern.
Yep, John the Bald walks into a tavern.
All right, John, bald man himself, take it away.
So I walk up to the barkeeper and I'm like, "Listen, man, give me one of your finest meads." He says, "One, you're bald and you're not 21, so get out of here."
All right. As John's leaving, as he opens the doors to leave, the sun shines on his bald head and shines back into the bartender's face, burning his face off, and then John gets arrested then for basically homicide again. Except this time, as the police are arresting him, his head shifts his beam over to the sun, which then causes a supernova and the entire universe explodes.
Wow.
Okay, Jesus. Oh, this is gonna be fun.
I think this is great.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. A prince named Ethan the Great and Fair is okay. is walking through a swamp to an alehouse. There you go.
That's to a what house?
Alehouse. So basically a bar.
Oh, okay. So if it's switched, am I doing the middle again?
Yes.
Okay. Ethan the Gray and Fair is the name. Ethan and the Gray and Fair realized that the swamp was too muddy that he didn't feel like walking through it. So he said, you know what? I'm not 18 anyway. Screw all this. I'm out of here. And then as he was walking back, he tripped and fell into the mud, sending him into a parallel dimension.
All right. Okay. In this parallel dimension, everything is covered in mud. It's called the mud dimension. And he has to deal with the consequences of falling in the mud and meets a giant mud creature who eats him alive.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, John.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, John, you could have made that so much better. But all right, I'm going to do one more beginning, and then one of you two will get a chance at it.
All right,
we're going to go with a king called... Okay, a king called Noah walks... Okay. Yeah, a king called Noah is in a jousting tournament. Go, I guess.
All right, John, back to doing the middle, I assume?
Yep. And his opponent is one John of Johnnington.
Johnnington!
Jesus Christ. And they are a known jouster.
Oh.
And
oh, Jesus Christ.
Says, you are on, King Noah.
Okay. Alright. Then the announcer tells them to start the match, at which John and Noah charge each other, except one person came out on top, which was of course the King Noah. The King never loses. And as John's on his deathbed, Noah tells him, you didn't lose the game, you lost your life. And then just again. Oh, I saw potential and I had to do it.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That was good. That was good.
I saw the opportunity and had to do it.
Yeah.
You didn't lose the game. You lost your life. Stabs him again. Oh, man.
Oh, God, that fits so well. I love it.
Well, as soon as Sean said, like, you're on, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, let's go.
All right. Okay, Ethan, you get to do a beginning. John, you're doing the end. I'm doing the middle.
All right.
Okay. All right. So, John and Noah become friends after they've survived a perilous escape from a dungeon. They realize that they're both ugly, though. So they have to find a way to fix that. And instead of going to the store where the guy recently died for being ugly, they decide to leave town and go on their own.
All right. John and Noah venture far and wide to another town to fix their ugliness and step into a shop. John, your turn.
The shopkeeper says, my God, you two are ugly. And says he'll give you a complete milk makeover free of charge to spare the world of your ugliness.
That's great. That was beautiful.
Beautifully. Beautifully done. All right, we're going to switch it. John, you're doing the beginning. Ethan, you're doing the middle. And I'm doing the end.
Alrighty. Once upon a time, there was a ruler named Ethan, but he was an evil ruler who only wanted harm.
Okay.
Alright. This coveted evil ruler named Ethan was so handsome that he just used his looks to kill everyone in sight. And what he did was he built a nuke with his face on it. The nuke exploded into confetti. But when people saw his face erupt out of the nuke, they instantly died.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After Ethan, I'm just going to call him Ethan the Evil. After Ethan the Evil built said nuke and killed the village, he sat down upon his throne where an assassin came up from behind him and said, "You didn't lose the game, you lost your fucking life."
Yeah, that doesn't work as well, though. Yeah. That doesn't work as well. Because John was involved in the other one, whereas that one...
Maybe I'm the assassin. Plot twist.
Even if you were, it wouldn't make sense because your brother said that to you, not you to him.
True.
Yeah. I'm not too good with endings, so...
Well, then I'll probably avoid doing the endings then. Make us do the endings.
Yeah. Okay, so... who started with the beginning last time?
I did.
John did, yeah.
Okay, so Ethan, you're doing beginning, I'm doing middle, John, you're doing the end.
Sounds good.
Okay. Alright. There is a new person in town. He called himself John the Ugly.
Hmm.
And instead of being ugly, he was actually more so bald, because he was actually quite handsome. And as he walked into town, he wanted a job. And he took the job as a ugly... like social worker. He was going to help people talk about their ugliness because he too could relate. And as he did this, he made a ton of money.
Okay. As John went to more and more people to help them talk about their ugliness, John was in an alley one day talking to someone about their ugliness when he gets robbed.
When John gets robbed, he realizes that the true beauty was actually in money, and anyone who doesn't have money is ugly, and he dies of ugliness.
He dies of ugliness. That's great.
That was good. Oh shit, I guess someone the wrong amount of fucking points.
Nice job.
Yeah. Alright. I'm gonna go... Okay, I'll give you guys a beginning, and then I'll just say, Ethan, you do middle, John, you do end.
Alright.
Okay.
Alright. Two friends walk into a town. Their names are Ethan and John. They walk into the kingdom ruled by... Let's just go with King Noah again, because I can't come up with a creative name.
Okay, so they walk into the town of King Noah, but so they're not going into King Noah's thing.
No, they walk into a town that's ruled by King Noah.
Okay. So, yeah. Ethan asked King Noah if he could duel John to the death in front of a crowd for money. The king obliges because he wants money too. And so Ethan picks up the sword and gets ready to chop off John's head. Just as he does, a nuclear war starts.
Wow. That escalated quick. Okay. I mean, it really got out of hand fast. while this duel is happening, bombs are exploding everywhere. It leaves no survivors other than the duelists, who it was really their plan all along, and that they were going to rule the town that Noah once ruled, but he got killed by the explosions.
So I imagine an explosion going on, they're just still doing their duel. the duel was a distraction all along. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. John, you get to do a beginning. Ethan, you get to do an end. And I get to do middle.
All right.
There once was a guy named Bob. Now, Bob was a pretty cool dude. He was pretty funny. But he had one weakness. His best friend was bald. That's it. That's my beginning.
Okay. So, okay, so we've got Bob and his bald friend, which I'm guessing is you.
I don't know.
He didn't say anything. Right,
so, Bob and the bald friend walk around the town trying to find a wig shop.
Mm.
Yeah, nothing better than that.
Okay. Okay, so they walk into the wig shop, and his bald friend notices a wig that's just his size. He puts it on, gets into the dressing room, and realizes it's the best wig he's ever had. So he walks out, and his friend realizes he's super gay. So he's like, oh, damn, dude, you look really good in that thing. And then they make out.
Oh.
I'll just pause it. That's great.
good for Bob and the unnamed bald person.
unnamed bald person.
Yeah. All right. Ethan, you get to do a beginning. John, you get to do an end. I get to do middle.
Okay.
Or did Ethan just do a beginning?
I did not do a beginning.
Okay.
Okay. This guy came into town named Mark, and he was just so utterly handsome, but he didn't want to let that get to him, because he wasn't a narcissist or anything. But the one weakness he had was that he had too much money. And because he had too much money, people kept asking him if they could have some money. And he slapped them and said no.
Okay. While Mark was slapping the people asking him for money, A woman walks by named Cleo. That's the best I've got for a fucking name right now. All right. John, not John, John Lee. Mark approaches her and...
So you're leaving me on... Mark is approaching this person named Cleo.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get to say how this goes.
Well, you see, Mark walks up to Cleo and is like, listen, so many people are asking me for my money. I can't handle it. And they're like, you have money? Can I have money too? And then he slaps Cleo because of he was asking for his money. And little did he know that Cleo was actually a world-renowned boxer, and just beats the shit out of him, and he dies.
Alright. Well, there you go.
Alright. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna give you guys a beginning that I think will be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's put John gets the middle, Ethan, you get the end.
Alright.
Alright, so, a trio of guys walk into town. Their names are Noah the Brave, John the Bald, and Ethan the Great and Fair.
Wow. Is this a sequel?
It's a sequel.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay.
All right. They walk into a town looking for adventure and come across an old lady.
That's me next.
That's I got.
Okay.
Yep.
The old lady says, you three look like you like adventure. And they're like, well, yes, we do. And so the old lady says, well, I heard there was treasure to be found at old Sycamore Street. And so they set off to find the treasure at old Sycamore Street.
All right. As they walked to the path to their adventure, John became very sick. And so Ethan left without him because he didn't give a crap. And Noah stayed by his side to make sure that he was all right. As Ethan continued, he found the treasure, stole all the gold, and didn't give John and Noah anything. As a resentment towards his deeds, John became the most evil person in the entire land. Everyone feared him. And he basically just came over to Ethan's house, said he wanted to have a Coke, and shot him in the face.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, I don't know how to score this.
I love how all our stories end in tragedy.
Well, because it's hilarious. I think the first one wasn't terrible, but then it just went after it went downhill.
It got worse and worse.
Yeah. Okay, John, you could do a beginning. Ethan, you get the end, and I get the middle.
All right.
There once was a dude named Steven. And Steven really liked to play the bongos, but people didn't want to listen to his bongos.
Okay. So, Steven went and got another pair of bongos that was even bigger than his last pair of bongos. Mm-hmm. He thought if he could piss people off enough, they would give him money and they would just go on with their day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that it for the middle?
Yeah. That's good.
Okay, so we got a bigger thing of bongo. Okay. So he got these bigger things of bongos, and he thought people would give him money. In fact, he was very incorrect about that, because they, in fact, gave him a pipe bomb every time he played the music. And this pipe bomb exploded, causing him to have third-degree burns every time he played the bongos. But damn it, he was determined to play those bongos. So every day on the street, he plays bongos, getting a new pipe bomb in his hat. And then he realized, you know what? Screw this. So he built a rocket out of the destroyed pipe bombs and sent everyone to space.
Okay then.
That was something.
Well, you weren't expecting the pipe bomb thing, John?
I was none of that. I was expecting none of that.
I was expecting pipe bomb.
I don't know why you expected that.
Okay. Ethan, you get a beginning, John, you get the end, and I get the middle.
Cool.
Alright. After realizing the people had been sent to space, they were like, crap, we gotta get out of this situation somehow. As they drifted closer to the sun, they realized they could fix the spaceship into going anywhere they choose to.
Okay. So the people on said spaceship fix the spaceship so they can go basically anywhere they would like. They choose to fly back where they had just been shot off from.
All right. But Steven, the bongo playing maniac, saw them coming and decided to have some anti-air missiles ready to stop the people from returning. And so they all died, and Steven was able to play his bongos.
Play his bongos in peace, yes. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Anti-artillery.
Alright.
Talk about a sequel.
Okay, I'm gonna try and give you guys an ending this time. So, John, you get the middle. Ethan, you get the end.
Wait.
Didn't you say you want to do the end?
No, I said I was gonna give you guys a beginning this time. So
I heard you say I'm gonna try and give you guys the end. So you can play the middle and you can do the end.
I never said that.
I don't know. I feel like it's too good.
What I did say is I'm gonna give you guys a beginning. John, you do the middle. Ethan, you do the end.
All right.
So. Ethan and Noah walk into. Okay, let's not walk. Let's say drive into the city of Los Angeles to fulfill their dreams as big time YouTubers.
Then all of a sudden, a person approaches them on the street and says, I need to hire you two for a laser tag game. Don't ask too many questions, but we'll pay you money to play laser tag, and you should really do it.
Ethan and Noah are very skeptical of this. Ethan was like, hell no, I don't trust you at all. But Noah was, his teeth were grinning with excitement for the laser tag opportunity. Noah jumped out of the car while it was still moving at 55 miles per hour and landed on the ground on the pavement and started running towards the person that was running or going towards laser tag. Meanwhile, Ethan went to fulfill his dreams and become a popular YouTuber. on two years pass, and Noah had finally done the laser tag job. Except he didn't, because he died along the way by getting hit by a bus.
Okay, I should have expected that.
He never found out if it was a scam or not. I should have ended with that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you guys another beginning. Ethan, you take the middle this time. John, you take the end.
All right.
All right. Let's go with this. John and Ethan move from, let's just say hypothetically New York. John and Ethan move from New York to Colorado to go and become super influential people on Instagram. I don't fucking know.
Okay. So Colorado. So once Ethan and John got there, they realized that this place sucked. Colorado was, there was nothing in it. And so instead they decided to become wheat farmers. And then one night while they were collecting the wheat, they saw a giant space shuttle coming and hurt towards them. John pushed Ethan out of the way and almost died trying to do so.
But John didn't die. He was abducted by the aliens. And they say to him, "We saw you shove your friend over to get to us. And so we've decided to inject you into space. We agreed." And so they do, and I die.
Injected.
Not bad. Some of these are not going the way I thought they would, but all right.
None of these have gone the way I've lost expectations at this point, because if I have expectations, I know they're going to get dashed anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'll give it a beginning again, and then John, you get the middle, Ethan, you get the end.
All right.
Okay, a 21-year-old guy named Derek moves from New York to Ohio to fulfill his dream of becoming a race car driver.
But when he gets there, he realizes that there are no races in Ohio because he was a fool. And so he almost starves. I'm not ending the story.
Okay, so he almost starved. Okay. He took shelter in an abandoned home so he wouldn't die. He started eating the rats that came across the land because he had no other choice. He then ate a rat that ingested rat poison, thus giving him poison as well. As he was on his last dying breath, an E5 tornado came by and wiped off the house completely, hurtling him into the sky, and as he's getting hurtling into the sky, he gets hit with a couch and dies.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Rip Derek.
I feel like every time...
Yeah, rip Derek, man.
Every time you guys make these more brutal, I just gotta give the other person points for who makes it more brutal.
I mean, however your points doesn't work, as long as it's fair, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty fair so far. I mean, you guys are like 5 points apart, so, you know.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, what time are we at?
We are at 38 minutes, 39 minutes, actually.
Okay, so we could keep going with a few of these for now.
We're only halfway there, bud. Keep going.
Yep. John, you could give us a beginning. I'll do a middle. Ethan, you get the end.
All right. There once was a guy named Elliot. And Elliot was a bit of a fool. He likes to gamble and spend his money on frivolous stuff like giant inflatable tube men.
Giant inflatable tube men. Okay. That's really specific, but all right. Elliot had no streak of luck with the gambling whatsoever, so one could only really wonder where he had the money to buy giant inflatable tube men. Until one day, when his luck had seemed to come through, it only got better, I guess. I'll go from there.
Okay. While his luck got better, he got $5 million in the casino. And instead of saving it like a wise person, he was a fool, as the beginning stated. And so he bought more inflatable pool men. And as his collection grew, his house exploded by all the inflatable pool men that he had. He was charged with property damage and sent to prison for 45 years with no bail. And then he got beat up by a prisoner that just hated his face. And he said to him, "You look so ugly that I just want to bash your head in with a dumbbell." And so he did.
So he did.
That's just 6 points. All right.
Yeah, dude, I love this. This is a great topic.
All right. Ethan, your turn for a beginning. John, you've got the end. I've got the middle.
Okay. A little boy named John, 7 years old at the time, walked into town with his mom, who wanted to buy him some cheesecake for his birthday that was coming up tomorrow. As they walked into the store, John found this beautiful chocolate cheesecake that had his name on it. And he's like, "That's the one for me, Mom. I want it." And so his mom bought it for him, but realized that she didn't have enough money at the cash register. So they decided to steal the cake instead.
Okay. As John and his mother were stealing the somehow huge-ass giant cheesecake, a security guard notices and says, "Hey, stop." They don't stop. They keep running. They run until they get to the doors, at which point John's little dumbass smushes the cake into a door. So his mom just leaves him behind because, well, what the fuck? So John is approached by the security guard to face his repercussions.
Abandoned by his mother with a smushed cheesecake, he says to the guard, "It's my birthday tomorrow, and I've been abandoned." And the guard says, "No excuse," and punches little 7-year-old John in the face and throws him into mall jail. And then he dies of starvation because he didn't get to eat his cheesecake.
He dies of starvation. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Alright. Oh, I'm glad I had no expectation for these because these are fucking great. Alright. John, you get to start. Ethan, you got the end. I got the middle.
Alright.
Alright. There once was a person named Wobbles. And Wobbles, they were named this because they kept falling over and could not keep their balance. But Wobbles decided to test their skills at a tightrope contest.
Okay. So, what was his name? Wobbles?
Yes.
Okay, so Wobbles is in the tightrope contest and is doing well. Up until he sees his mother, who hasn't seen in over 15 years in the stands, in which case, he falls, hits his nuts, and falls down to the floor.
The circus guards come over and be like, "What was that? You're bad at this. You're banned from the circus." And the other guard says, "No, he deserves a much much worse punishment." And the guard knows what he's talking about.
Oh, no.
And so Wobble goes up onto the tightrope once more, this time with a firing squad on the other side. He has to make it through the tightrope without being shot at. And he unfortunately fails because he's stupid, lands in a pit of fire, and burns to death.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say pit of cobras or something like that. No, no. Firing squad.
Well, there was fire on the trap he fell into, but there was also a firing squad on the other side of the rope.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. That's brutal, but so fucking good. They also just put you into the fucking lead, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I'm a storyteller. I think these things fly.
All right, Ethan, you're giving us a beginning. John, you're giving us an end. I'm giving the middle.
All right. All right. Noah, age 11 at the time, came home from school to play his video games. His favorite game was Super Mario Brothers, and he loved it to death. As he was playing the game, he beat the game for the first time he's ever done it, and he was so ecstatic. But his dad came in, all drunken as he usually was, smashed a bottle over his head, and said to stop playing the video games.
Oh, Jesus. All right, depicting my home life the way it never was, but all right. So, with little Noah there, stunted, bewildered as usual, just because this is the kind of thing his dad does, he looks up to his dad and says, no, fuck this, I'm not gonna take this. So he takes a knife and stabs his dad in the knee.
Oh my god.
His dad, enraged by this assault that was super unprovoked and not warranted at all, he throws young Noah into the street to be hit by a bus.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Well, that's not the right amount of points. Okay. I can only wonder how worse it could get from here, but here we go. John, you're starting. Ethan, you've got the end, and I've got the middle.
All right.
So, there once was a dude named Noah who had... who had a pet named Steve. And his pet named Steve was a lobster.
Okay.
One day, Noah was walking his pet lobster around town. And his lobster got off the leash and went into traffic. Go from there, I don't fucking know.
You need to start sounding more confident with your choice here, man. You can't say, I don't know, after you say the thing, just say it and then act as if it's done. Anyway, Walt runs into the street. Noah runs into the street to save his friend, almost getting hit by the car in the process. But luckily, he does save him. As they continue to walk down the street, they walk to their favorite destination, the slaughterhouse. It's their favorite place. And they walk in, and they ask for permission to go inside. And the worker's like, of course you can go inside, just don't touch the red button. And of course, Noah understood the assignment, but his pet did not. In fact, his pet, his lobster, Steve, launches the red button and throws the... It throws Noah into the trash compactor, killing him immediately. His pet walked on free from the tyranny that Noah caused. It allowed him to live free from his life, from the burden of Noah, and lived on to become the best lobster that ever was. I could not say that middle part of that laughing.
That is so brutal.
He was free from the tyranny of Noah.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Who started that one?
I did.
John did, yeah.
Okay, Ethan, your turn to start. John, you've got the end, I've got the middle.
Okay. A little boy named John. He wasn't little at all, he was 21. He decided to finally get a job, and he went to his local store to get said job. He walked in and found a beautiful lad that was in there. She was buying all sorts of stuff. She was practically the richest person he's ever seen in his life. He was practically drooling at the sight of her.
Okay. As John was drooling at this lovely, what was it?
I said lady, but I think I said lad accidentally. Okay.
Yeah, I think you said lad too, so we can make John gay for this one, don't worry.
It's fine, he'll fix it.
Yeah. So, as John is staring at this beautiful lad he sees in front of him, which he has to pick his jaw up from the floor of, he realizes then, fuck, I'm still too broke, I need a job, let's go find a job. So he stumbles into the manager's office, hoping for a job.
Yes, well, the manager there this is old rival Billy. And Billy's like, I thought I would never see you again. And so he's like, well, you do now. And so Billy shoots him with a shotgun. He's like, I'll never see you again.
Oh my god, dude. All right. That went in a very different direction than I thought it would.
Yeah. Why is it anyone that's older who just gives like this old cigar smoking voice to?
Yeah.
He makes every old person we talk about sound like they smoke heavily.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm gonna give a beginning. Ethan, you could do a middle. John, you could do an end.
Cool.
Right. Okay. So, John, Ethan, and Noah all one day decide to take a boys' trip with Axel and Logan to Thailand, because why the hell not?
Okay, I'm doing the middle, right?
Yep.
All right. Because this was such a last-minute decision by the boys, John realized he forgot his beanie to cover his bald head from the natural disaster that this could cause. They realized that John was a safety hazard and kept him in the car the entire trip. As he was sitting in the car, the heat became unbearable and he started to melt.
And so, to avoid melting, he tried stepping out of the car, only to find himself in a desert. And so everyone around him was instantly vaporized by the shining of his head, and he was left all alone in the desert.
See, that's the most accurate one so far.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how he would drive from the U.S. to Thailand, but sure.
And through a desert.
Yeah, and through the desert.
Yeah, true.
I think we got a little off track from our original destination.
Sure did.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give another start. John, you do the middle this time. Ethan, you do the end.
All right.
Okay, there is a guy named Dylan walking around Louisiana. He goes into a bait shop to go fishing.
Hmm. Well, the person at the bait shop is like, I haven't had a customer here in 20 years. And he says, well, why is that?
Oh my God.
And the store manager responds, because I don't have a store. And the whole thing was a dream.
As he woke up from this dream, he realized that he just hated this person that he saw in his dream. So he walks all the way over 20 miles across the United States to find the store that this person was in. He walks in, realizes that he's there. He says to the manager, pistols at dawn, we fight to death. And as dawn approached and the grandfather clock struck, they pulled out their pistols and walked both ways. But as they were doing this, a tiger comes out of nowhere and mauls the dude's face off, making Dylan win the competition. He realizes that he's won all this money from this competition, and then someone takes the other dude's gun and shoots him in the face, and then he loses.
Jesus Christ. I need to update points real quick, because this shit got out of hand.
It's hilarious, dude.
It is hilarious, so I'll give you guys that.
John, just get out of curiosity. What time are we at?
We're at 54 minutes.
All right, so we can do a couple more.
Okay. Okay, let's try a couple different ones this time. There's a dragon named John the Asshole. And he flies.
Okay.
Oh, so he didn't say who went second or third.
Yeah.
Yeah. So John the Asshole flies into a village where he is greeted by the villagers as long as he doesn't burn down said village. By the way, Ethan, I think you get the middle this time. John, you get the end.
Okay. So, John the asshole, the dragon, goes into the town, you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The villagers are initially frightened at his hideous face, but they realize that he's no danger to them. And so the dragon walks into the tavern that's made just for him, and he sips some beer. Realizes that he's going to get drunk off of it. He doesn't really care. He's a dragon. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But he realizes that he had too many drinks and became too drunk. He started blowing fire out of his nose based on how much beer he had. And he ends up burning down the entire tavern, thus creating a fire that the entire town now has to endure.
And so the townspeople, infuriated by John the asshole's drunken fire, they say, "You need to get out of here right now or we're gonna kill you." But the dragon says, "Oh yeah, you and what army?" And then they all get eaten because they did actually have an army.
I thought you were going to end it with them shooting him with a nuke, because that's become quite the common theme.
Oh, yeah.
It happened once.
Wanted to subvert the expectations.
That's true. That's all this is about.
Yeah. Alright, last go around. John, you can start this. I'll take the middle, and Ethan, you got the end. All
right. Well, there once was three lads named John, Noah, and Ethan, who all were good friends.
Okay, that's the beginning, gotcha. So one day, these three friends decided to go down to the beach.
Okay. As they get to the beach, they realize that they don't want to do the same things that the other person wants to do. So they all split off and go their separate ways. Ethan heads to the nearest orphanage with gasoline and hand matches in the other. We all know what happens there. John decides to go to space to burn down the nearest space shuttle we can find. And Noah goes to an elderly home and places a pipe bomb, several pipe bombs in fact, and goes off without a hitch. And then they all meet back together and tell the stories of how they succeeded in life.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, if it was the last one, I had to tie it all together.
Yeah.
Well, I think I know who fucking won.
That one won. Sorry, John.
Oh, Jesus. I wasn't even sure how to score this, but fuck it. Alright, so we should be nearing the end. So, who wants to hear their points first?
Yes, I'll hear them first.
Get rid of that voice.
No.
The whole rest of the episode.
Alright. John, you have a total of 145 points. Not bad, buddy.
Alright.
And Ethan, you have an end total of 155. Great job.
I assume it. Well, what was the one that gave me the most points? I'm just curious.
Dude, it was so many in the beginning that gave you the most points.
Was it that you didn't lose the game, you lost your life one? Because I thought that was my best one that I did.
That was your best, and I gave you the most amount of points, which was 20.
Because all the stars aligned for that to end like that. I'm like, yes, I can end it like that.
Perfect ending. I would have done it too.
No, that was so good. I heard John died over there, so I knew he was happy with the ending.
Yeah. Alright, so, Ethan, you got a winner speech?
Yeah, this was a hilarious episode. We gotta do part two at some point. We gotta wait a little bit, obviously, but this was so fun. Oh. I gotta be honest, I initially had this as an extended cut episode, because I'm like, I don't know if we can fit this into one episode, like a normal episode. Glad I changed that and made it so that it could have been an entire episode by itself. It was a really fun episode. I don't even know what I'm going to title this. It's going to be great. I might just title it the actual name, but there's so many other things I could use. So, yeah, this was a great episode. Glad we ended on this one because it was so funny. I hope you guys got some good laughs out of that one, this one too, because it's so hilarious.
Yeah. All right, and John, You have a loser speech, bud. I'll actually give you one this time.
Wow. I think we had some good laughs, some good stories, super realistic, all of them. Totally. And it's good.
Alright. And with that, thank you guys for listening. We hope you provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way, especially with this one. It was funny. Alright, and you can find Ethan on YouTube at FlabsXEGaming, also on Twitch at the same handle. You can find John on Twitch, but I'm going to promote his YouTube because that's probably what he's currently doing in this. That is also Jeebens Feebens. And you can find me on Instagram at NoahDog5434. I also run the official Provoker's Instagram account. You can find me on both of those. You can also find me on Xbox at NoahDog54. Along with that, we do have the Patreon. You can donate anything from $1 being the lowest to $100, which if you donate $100, we may just have to marry you. I think it's somewhere in there.
Yep.
Along with that, we also have extended cut episodes on the Patreon store. These are just things you can buy. The first three are $3 each, just so you can dip your toes in the waters if you like them. The rest of them are $5 each. So you don't do with that what you will. And for anyone listening on Apple, if you do decide to buy them, Apple upcharges, so you know, just be careful. Don't get too screwed over. And with that, we will see you guys next time.